Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine. So yeah, just have to laugh.
Oh.
That XL bully protest video is
Oh
like,
dear.
it sent me into oblivion.
Oh dear, oh
And
dear.
do you know what it was that sent me? Is when they said, "What happened to innocent until proven guilty?"
I can't believe it.
Sorry?
I can't believe it. Because it's, I'm scared for them now, Jazz. I'm scared for the owners now. That's what's happened now. Because that
You're
dog's gonna
talking
yammer.
about a dog.
Yeah. And a dog that's mainly muscle. Mainly muscle. 10 pounds worth of 10 stone, sorry, worth of muscle. 9, 10 stone. Because I'm scared that some of them aren't going to train them properly. That dog is going to yam off your finger. And you'll still keep the dog in the family because you believe this is a family member. He deserves rights. He deserves to sit on the table with us. He deserves to break bread. And I don't. I don't.
How can you say break bread?
It's frightening.
Yeah, that video, honestly, I thought it was a prank. I was like, there's no way this is real. There's no way these people actually exist and we share a planet with people that think like this.
I'll have to insert some bits of it, but yeah, it was crazy. There was another one because I had to download it because I wanted to share some of it in my stories. What did they say? Let me see if I can read it out a second.
Innocent till proven guilty.
It's affecting all dogs. Do you know what I mean? Like my dog, like the scrutiny he gets, the looks he gets when I'm walking down the road. Do you know what I mean? It's just not fair at all, mate.
Stop making us suffer and worry, and let us know what you're gonna do now. Don't make us suffer.
There's rapists and murderers and everything else roaming the streets, files, and nothing's quickly done.
Everyone here is not the stereotype what the news portraying, drug dealers and rappers. We're normal people. We're normally family people with that love our dogs, you know? What's the difference in a chihuahua wearing bling? Do you know what I mean?
This was
Do you
born
know
out of
what I mean? It doesn't mean it's a statement or anything. At the end of the day, it's a bit of bling. You know, Elton John wears this. Do you know what I mean? So why can't my dog? Do you know what I mean? Show me where a bully has attacked someone.
These guys are saying they've got XLs, but they're not XLs. I've never met a nasty XL ever in 15 years. Never met one.
And at the end of the day, imagine someone turning around and saying that your family's going to be banned or potentially have to be castrated or potentially even in worst case, euthanized. It's ridiculous. It's the owners that they should be talking
Oh my
about and the way that
gosh.
they're treating it. Maybe the backstreet breeders that are picking up the breed for everyone else.
I agree with the last guy. I do think it is the backstreet breeders, but
actually in tears.
it's frightening, Jazz. The bling.
It was in the gas. Yeah, the bling for starters, because it reminded me of when you said when the dogs are on chains, they're gangsters. But also the fact that the guy said, I've never heard of an XL hurting anyone.
Jazz, I don't. Do you know what's
I said, how
scary
do
is?
you think this protest started, please?
Honestly, that means there's no reasoning with them. That means there's no reasoning
Oh,
because
gosh.
nobody wants to be real. So, because I saw a reply to a tweet after someone said, you know, there's a recent attack actually. I think an XL bully attacks a man in his 40s, gone to hospital. And one of the first quote tweets was, "This is propaganda now."
Oh my gosh.
This is.
Yeah, there's no reasoning with them. They're
There's.
not see, like, even just listening to that, yeah, because obviously you said it to me earlier today, but listening to it again, it's like these people are not, they're not normal people. They're not your average person. Like, there's no rationale behind it.
But they're not the average person, but they're average XL breed owner. So it's
Yeah.
kind of like the because that's the thing. When I first heard about this, I had to be like, nah, let me see what the owners are saying. Like, there's no way. Like, surely there should be owners being like, yeah, this dog is crazy. Like, I have to train it. I have, do you know what I mean? Like, people have, like, do you know, sometimes in life, you really think that people think, like it's not good to assume what people
Yeah.
think. It's good to go out and really dig deep and really see what people are saying firsthand. What I saw in that clip, when he said, you know, what about a chihuahua wearing a bling? Let's be so. The chihuahua, their legs is so tiny. Jasmine says something really interesting in the last episode, and I never really thought about it. Maybe because like my overwhelming fear of dogs would be like, I couldn't attack it because it would attack me. But when you said you could actually kick it, like, God forbid, let's say you're in a situation where a dog was actually attacking you. Okay, let's say your child. Your dog was attacking your child. So you're going to, especially if it's a chihuahua or sausage dog with those small legs. You can even fly kick it.
Yeah.
You can't fly kick muscle, 10 stone of muscle. It's yamming everybody.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Because, you know, I don't even want to make up facts, but their bite is like super, super strong.
No, it's like, true. It is true.
Like, it's
in comparison to other dogs, it's true. It's true. It's true. And sometimes they attack. It's not always out of anger. It can be anxiety, they're unsure. And that is not safe. But anyways, what's my own prerogative? What's it concerning me? Let me even stop before they start saying that I'm a dog hater or I'm an XL bully hater.
This is it, man. It's not safe out there anymore. It's really not safe.
Someone I knew, someone I went to school with, did a whole LinkedIn post about the XL bully. Saying, you know,
you can't judge all dogs.
This dog has been my family since decades.
But do you know what? Yeah, I would really respect it if, like, an owner just came forward and said, you know what? I'm not going to lie. My dog could be dangerous. Like, I see why people are scared of my dog. I understand it. She's pure muscle, or he or she is pure muscle. I know that she needs intense training, blah, 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 blah. But I've put in the work. I'm a good owner. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. She sees a professional. All of these things. Like, I just want someone to like, accept it. Your dog is a beast.
But the thing is, Jasmine, what you just said, yeah, like, you want them to say, oh, I took it to a professional. I've taken it training. Well, in those clips we've previously seen before, some people don't even want to pay insurance for these dogs.
They don't.
So, and that tells, and then you're seeing people say stuff like, oh, you know, people being classless with these dogs. You're basically saying only rich people can have them. Yes, I am saying that. Because you can't, what you're doing for the dog is not even good. You're not giving him a fair chance of life.
And do you know what? Yeah, I feel like people aren't taking in, like, dogs. They kind of speak from the perspective of dogs being all the same, because they're not. Like, there's some dogs that are good for first-time owners, some dogs that are for people that are advanced and, like, really, really understand dogs, blah, 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 blah. Like, if you actually look at dog trainers and people that actually train dogs, they'll tell you there's some dogs, if you're a first-time dog owner, stay away from them.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, I feel like people think they can blanket dogs. Like, all dogs are the same. Everyone can have a dog. Everyone can train dogs the same. Like, you can't. All dogs have different, like, for example, huskies. That dog will run you ragged.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's another dog that can be out of control.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not as violent as XL bully, but they don't listen. Like, they're notorious for not listening.
And if you're depending on what kind of person you are, you have to be very patient. I don't know. And you know how a lot of people they like to say, "Oh, my dog is my son. My dog is my daughter. My dog is my child." Again, that's it. If your dog's not listening, like, it's like attending to a child, but you don't know what they're thinking. Anyways, that's your lot's prerogative. Hope is well. You know, wishing you all the best. I heard that they even bring in children to this protest, but, you know, wishing everyone the best on their journeys. Are you watching the latest Love Is Blind?
No, I'm not. I didn't pay my bill. Netflix locked me off. But I'll probably get back onto it next month or so. Because, to be honest, like, you know, sometimes with Netflix, you take it for granted, like, I don't actually have to pay this every month, especially if I'm not watching it. Like, if I actually have no shows to watch on Netflix, why am I paying you for this month?
I wish I could do that, because there's been probably like a few months last year, 2 months where I wasn't watching anything.
Yeah.
And Prime. Actually, there's been long periods of time that I'm not watching anything on Prime.
Yeah.
So I figured I could lock this, but...
Yeah, it's the hassle, innit? Because they're really aggressive with it. Like, as soon as money enters your account... Yeah, as soon as the money enters your account, they're taking it and they're taking the next month's payment as well.
Not the next
so
month.
Cheeky.
I wish you could freeze it. Like, I wish you could, like, how you could do it with Pure Gym.
Yeah, I wish that as well. But they make it intentionally hard, innit? But yeah, I didn't pay my bill, so yeah, I'm locked off. But I have seen a disturbing clip, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna hate this woman.
Who?
Okay, there's a woman. It's to do with that Uche guy, and a woman called Aaliyah, and I don't know what the ex. I'm guessing she's his ex. But she was telling this woman, oh, his dog loves me. I got the dog a toy. And I've seen his, what's it called? He has a lovely house. He's got like a three-story apartment, blah, 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 blah. And the woman is saying, I don't want to hear all of this. But she keeps going and going and going. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, and by the way, we slept together in January of this year, blah, 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 which is, I guess, 3 months before that recording. And I'm like, bloody hell, this woman is a witch.
Yeah. It's when she goes, yeah, I know his dog. And, you know, I bought the dog a toy. And even Uche was like, oh, this toy is so nice. You know when you don't, you know when you just want to rub it in? Because why would you say he said the toy is so nice? Who gives a fuck
about
a fucking toy?
But I don't know why that girl was sitting there. Honestly, she wouldn't have even been able to get out about the dog. As soon as I see she's trying to rub anything in my face, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Why are you still talking?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've
yeah,
told you, I don't want to hear it. You're still going and going and going.
I know. I know. She's that girl, that Lydia girl. Interesting girl. I feel like maybe she plays up to that stereotype of like, I think she's Latina. But she's always like, you know, sometimes you see these things in media where Latina women will be like, oh, I'm loud. Because I can see from, you know, this side of my family, you know, I'm thinking, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Oh, anyways. Yeah.
How are you finding it, though? How are you finding
it? Yeah, I'm liking it. There's only been 4 episodes so far. Very interesting. I just find it interesting when I watch it because I just look at everybody, especially the men, and I'm like, there's only 2 of you that are decent here. According to previous episodes, or previous season, sorry, 2 people here are decent, probably even 1. So who's going to show their ass first? Do you know what I mean? So I'm like sussing out who's the mad person. And the women, I'm like, there's 2 women here who are mad.
Okay.
Who are
mad
you?
Women.
Who are you? And I kept confusing it. Like, is it her? Is it her? Is it her? Is it her? But let's just say that Lydia one is one of them.
Yeah, that goes without saying because that was crazy scenes. Yeah, crazy scenes. But what was I going to say? What's going on with Jackie Aina, please?
Oh, no. Do you know what? Yeah. I would hate to be famous. I saw a TikTok yesterday and it was like, I would hate to be, no, I want to be rich, I don't want to be famous. And he was referring to, there was a tweet of, there was a picture of Stormzy, Letitia Wright and Little Sims at at McDonald's using the kiosk, you know, the checkout kiosk. And a tweet was like, I love you guys, but I love you Stormzy, but please, you're taking away jobs from using the self-service kiosk. And the guy on TikTok was like, because of this, I don't want to be famous. I don't want anyone to know who I am. I just want the money. And I get it because with Jackie Aina, she is always on point when it comes to looks, fashion, makeup, perfume. I don't know what happened with those nails. Do you know what's crazy? I see things and I just scroll. Sometimes I don't even send it to Jazz. And I send everything to Jazz. Like I send, but sometimes I'm even sending my intrusive thoughts to Jazz at this point.
Yeah.
So I saw the nails. I saw the nails that Jackie posts for the first time on the ad. And I thought, I don't care. I'm scrolling
so
past.
So you saw it in real time?
Yeah.
Did you see it in real time?
Yes. Yes. And I just thought, I don't care. I'm scrolling past this. I thought, this is life-changing money. This has to be life-changing money. If you guys don't know, basically Jackie posted an ad with Beats and it was like a nail company. There was like an association, like a collaboration. And the nail, and basically if you follow Jackie, you know that she gets stick-on nails, press-on nails. And usually she gets quite long ones. So they actually look like they're gel or they look like they're acrylics. So I guess the partnership with Beats kind of made sense because it's like, okay, this is a girl that uses like press on nails, so kind of makes sense. But these nails were too small for her. And they not only were they too small, they were like her real nails were poking out. It was just not, it did not look good. But I
And not just that, the shape was different. So it was like the press-ons were oval shaped and her nails underneath were square. So you could literally see the square nail underneath the oval. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know.
I couldn't
Do you
believe it.
think the person on the ad side is responsible too? Because why do they okay this unless they were trying to set
Yes.
her up?
This is what I'm not understand. This is why I want answers. I'm not gonna lie. I know she doesn't owe me anything, but I want her to explain what happened, because if I'm recording that, I'm gonna be thinking,
Someone's gonna
shit.
say something.
Yeah, this doesn't fit.
Yeah.
I'm
Do
not
you
even,
know
I
what?
don't even think I'm gonna record it. Like, do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna have to finesse it somehow.
Do you know what? Do you have you ever sent in a draft or work that's not that good and you're like, oh, they're gonna say something? Like whether it's like an editor or whether it's like a lecturer or whether it's in school, you're like, you sent something off and you're like, this is shit, but listen, I've done it. And you're like, I know they're gonna say something. I know. Or even at work, you've sent something, you're just like, it's not to par. I know something's gonna be said, or do you know what I mean? Like it's, or when you've done your makeup and it's not the best, and like maybe you don't get as much compliments as you usually do. It's like, it's not the best, but it's done. Maybe it was one of those days. Like I just.
But then I'm thinking as well, is it a case of like, obviously, because she's like an OG, does she sort of get a pass? Because obviously, the times that like we have made content for a brand or whatever, and we might need to get it approved, I think there's only been like one or two times where the brand has been like, no, we trust you. Do you think it's a case of they trusted her?
Yeah, I def yeah, it's true. And then it's kind of like what can we say? Because we gave her full creative control. And if these are the nails that she likes, you might even feel like I can't offend someone. If these are the nails that she likes, and if this is the way she likes to wear them, what can we say? Oh my God. I'm saying something. I'm so sorry. If I'm on the brand side, I'll be like, Jackie, we love you and we have seen your nails in the past. Let us know if we want you to send you out a kit that's a bit bigger. We know that, time is of the essence right now. So let us know if
Let's
we can rejig the
fix
camp.
this. That's yeah, like let's fix this. Because
Damn.
that was I'm sorry,
But you
that
don't
was
know, Jasmine, if
bad.
they were setting her up in a sense where they all went around the office like, guys, look at these. No, they're jacked. Everybody looking at them, everyone's laughing. Oh, we're gonna go viral for this. The impressions are gonna go off the roof for this. Do you get it? Because right now, ads on social media don't perform as well as organic content. So they're probably thinking, well, this will get conversations going. This will be a high performing ad. And you never know. Some ad managers are under pressure from their directors. So you need to have X amount of impressions, or X amount of likes, or X amount of clicks. So when they're able to present that, they're not presenting the dragging.
Yeah, it's true. They're
That's why I
just going to
always say
present
that
the engagement.
Patricia Bright, come on, somebody, that is a marketing genius. Patricia Bright is a marketing genius. When Dior knocks on her door, Dior's like, hello, Patricia, can we see your impressions of this month? Patricia goes, oh, hold up 1 minute. Let me just do something. She'll now say something, and you lot are on her head top for the whole, and I really mean on her head top, on the braid top,
In it
for
for
1 month.
real.
The engagement is high. She now submits it to the brand. They say, oh my God. Basically, I spoke to this influencer from America actually recently, and he said something really interesting to me. He said that there's been times where he's been rejected for brand deals. And what he's done, and when he has been rejected, he asked them why, and then they said, your YouTube videos, the views are too low, and we don't want to take that gamble. So he says every single time before he reaches out, he makes sure the last three videos are like hits. So
Okay,
he might
fair
do something that
enough.
he knows is more safe with his audience, like, oh, they're gonna love this. So in that, that's what's now making me think people are playing a game. But it's not like people are playing a game. They too, they need to feed their children. But yeah, I don't know. The Jackie one, the one that the way it's finishing me is, I've seen it being dragged because that came out like early September, and it's been dragged every single week, and now it's transferred onto Twitter. So yeah, that means it's going to be dragged onto October.
I never saw it. I never saw it at the time. It's only today that I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, "What the hell is going on?" Because this ain't the Jackie that I know.
No,
the Jackie I know would have said, "No, this can't go out like this."
Do you think sometimes you're like not blind, but like sometimes you can't see things? Like,
I think that might be the case where she thought in her head, or she was trying to convince herself, it's not that bad, or it's not that obvious. They won't catch it. She was like, maybe if I do my hands like this quickly, they're not going to catch it.
Quickly.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's the same thing with the Halle Bailey thing. Like, she thinks they can't see what's going on underneath these clothes.
Ooh, she's cooking.
She's cooking.
Cooking. Do you know what's crazy about that one? Yeah, I applaud her. I think do what you do. Continue to even pretend that you're not pregnant, and do you know what I mean? Like, live your best life, because the way you lot are responding to this is mad. People crazy. Are like, what has she done to her life? She's ruined her life. She's now become another baby mom. All this. How many times do celebrities need to tell you that they don't fucking know you? And like, I found it bizarre during the whole Little Mermaid thing, how people were really pushing her to be with her co-star. And I believe that the co-star was engaged. So you want everybody to
commit. People don't care.
Jasmine. And the thing is, I get it. When I watched the film, I felt like the
they want their fantasies.
I get it. No, you guys need to be real. She, and that's the thing, Jasmine. People are living in fantasy. What's Halle's baby's dad's name?
DDG.
DDG. That's her man. Do you know what? Yeah, I can't believe it. Okay, let me put my hands up. I do believe that there's some things that DDG did that was completely wrong. I think he said the girl from Flo, he says like something about her chin, like he's going to shoot it or something. I get why the fans are worried, because this is a very strange... Is there more? The thing is, yeah, listen. I get that this is a very strained individual. That's her what? That's her man. And guess what she's gonna do? She's gonna stick beside him. Do you know what's so crazy? I think a lot of people believe that Halle hasn't seen these things. She's seen it.
She's seen everything.
In fact, she knows even more than we know. She knows that this is a crazy person. But guess what, guys? She's in love. She's not leaving DDG. How come I'm the only person in the world that's accepted that's her man's?
And you know that she's seen it firsthand with Beyonce and Jay-Z. She's not going anywhere.
Well. Does he cheat?
Who, DDG? Mm. No, I just mean she's sticking beside him.
Yeah, she's sticking for us.
But Beyonce got a lot of, like, when... Because remember, for a long time, they were just saying, oh, we're just friends. He's just my friend. That's what Beyonce was saying about Jay-Z. Next thing you know, they're married. Mm. But for a long time, a lot of people are getting onto Beyonce. She deserves better. She needs a better looking man. She needs this. She needs that. She's like, I remember all of that stuff. Even back in the day when Twitter wasn't as much of a thing, a lot of people were against Beyonce being with Jay-Z. A lot of people. But look, you can't stop love. 20 years later. Yeah.
I can see what she finds in him. I can see people are saying that's small. I mean, the fans still hate him, but I don't know. The hatred I'm seeing is like just, and the thing is, I find it interesting. There was an influencer, a British influencer, who was pregnant. I don't want to say her name because I don't want people to, let's say there's bad mind people, God forbid. And then it made me really think, when people are pregnant, this is a precious time.
Yeah.
There's a British influencer, Black Babe. Love her. We love you.
Mm.
And people were saying stupid things like, oh, you know, she's got married. She got pregnant without a ring. Red tete. Are you not sick? Someone is visibly pregnant. And this is what you came to use your mouth to say on Twitter? Like, I just feel like when someone's pregnant, I just feel like this is not the time to like, be saying like, oh my days, like, I can't believe who her baby daddy is. I can't believe this. She's ruined her life. Firstly, she's fucking rich.
And you know that
she
thing
can see this shit.
That thing that you always say, Vic, Like, it always rings true because people saying that, oh, she got pregnant without a ring, da da da. Your friends in real life that have had babies out of wedlock are seeing you say this. They're seeing it. But people just talk anyhow online.
And guess what, guys?
You get she it.
Got the ring. Oh, and the ring was big. Those people that were chatting, where's their ring? It's like those small girls, once more. I remember seeing these small girls cussing someone. Oh, her ring is not even that nice. Talking about someone else.
Oh, yeah, I remember ring, that.
I said, wow. I'm not announcing any single news on this Twitter. Some people are
you can't
evil. Anyways. Yeah, the Halle Bailey, always get her name wrong. Halle thing is just, I think her fans need to allow it. I don't think it's cute. I think, I know everyone thinks it's funny, like, but I generally think that if she's really pregnant and it looks obvious that she is, and you lot are every day, you say your fans and you're literally saying that she's ruined her life.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
firstly, she's not because crazy. She's, firstly, she's rich. So whatever yeah, even she'll happens, she'll be fine
regardless,
rich.
Yeah.
Exactly. As in, she's in Disney money.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I feel the lines have just been blurred between like our real social lives and the social lives of celebrities. I think almost like because they are online a bit more, the fans and stuff are getting way too comfortable.
Yeah,
way
definitely.
Too comfortable.
I also think so. Someone said this thing that has anyone noticed that we're too chronically online? And I truly
definitely
believe it. Like the way people talk in real life, this is not. And I saw it a lot in the recent Sex Education, the latest series. I don't know if you watched that.
I haven't watched that in a while.
It's just very. Everyone's a victim, but no one else is looking out to see what everyone else is dealing with. And I'm finding that more and more. Everyone's a victim. Everything is happening to everyone, but nothing else is happening to everyone else. Everyone else has more privilege than them. So therefore, no one else deserves help. Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And so
you mean like, so almost like a... It's not a nice way to put it, but almost like a victim mentality.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, woe is me, poor me.
Yeah, all the
time.
No
one else understands.
Yep, yeah. All the time. Mm. All the time.
Yeah.
And yeah. There's no... And the thing is, I do believe that in the world, everyone deserves help, everyone deserves... But I think we have gone to a place where everybody is like, woe is me for every little thing. There's no accountability, there's nothing. It's, you know, I've got this thing and the world is against me. For example, there was a girl on TikTok crying because she's got time blindness, and I know this is a symptom of ADHD. Not that she said it, I don't know, diagnosed her or nothing, but she was crying because like she went to a job interview and they laughed in her face, which is rude. They shouldn't have laughed in her face. But it did make me think, like, what accommodations were they going to provide for you?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It's such a difficult one because we are living in a day and age where we do have a lot more access to information. It's easier than it was to get diagnosed for certain things. I feel like there's just so much more awareness than there was before. But I also feel like there's some things that we might not have 100% control of, but we can get tools. Work to make it better. And we also, like, we work to make it so that we can try to function as much as we can within society. So, for example, if I know that I am diagnosed with... Let me just use an example that I guess I can speak on because I'm someone that suffers with it. But I saw a tweet the other day, someone saying, oh, I find it so weird, like, when I go into the office and, like, I say good morning and no one replies. And then someone said, oh, you're not thinking about people with social anxiety. I have this, da, 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 da. And... it's like, as someone with social anxiety, Like, yes, you're going to have the moments where you don't want to talk, this, that, and the other. However, if someone says that I'm a rude person because they said good morning to me and I didn't respond, I'm sorry, but they are correct. They are correct. It doesn't matter. I'm so sorry. It doesn't matter that I have social anxiety. It
also,
doesn't.
Can I say something, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Does that mean the whole office has social anxiety? That's why nobody said hello to me. The 30 people here. No.
This is it, Vic. And it's like you have to draw a line somewhere. Like we can't make excuses for everything, because then what? Like how will we function? Forget about capitalism and all that bullshit. How will we function as a society if we all just do what we want to do and then we just turn around and be like, well, I have social anxiety. So then.
But yeah. And you're right. I think it's interesting to note that, okay, yeah, I do have this thing. So therefore it may come across rude. I think that's quite interesting to note. But with the time blindness girl, I found it interesting because I was looking in the comments and a lot of people, like, I suffer with the same thing. But what I've had to do is make adjustments. These are the adjustments I've made. Hopefully they can help you. I found that really, really interesting and quite nice as well. And I did think it was quite brave of the girl to ask for help. It did make me think, like, maybe in a few years, like, maybe this will become more of a recognized thing. And it will have the appropriate measures and will have the appropriate help. But somebody said, how comes it means that people are always late? Why are they never always on time?
Okay, I get what you mean. Yeah.
And I don't know, I just I wish I could give you more examples, but I'm just seeing it more often where it's like there's no taking ownership or and trust me, it is so, I hope this does not come across rude. It is a lot easier to function in a space for, and this is even coming from experience of blaming the world, like the world is a problem for X, Y, and Z. But if you don't work to help yourself, but then sometimes it's not even, I don't even know how to explain it. Sometimes it's hard to even help yourself because you don't have the right tools. Yeah. Sometimes you think that you're going mad. And that's why it is important to get like self-assessments with things because you may find out, oh, I do have this thing. So I might be able to have tools to help me, but I don't know. I don't even know if I'm making sense.
No, you are. And do you know what? Yeah, I feel like, even outside of any diagnoses, like any sorts of autism or ADHD or social anxiety or whatever it is, even outside of those things, I feel like people in general have a difficult time with accepting negative traits about themselves. So I feel like it's a lot easier for people to be like, oh, I think the reason why I do this is because of this, as opposed to, I just need to do better.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so much easier to have a reason why you might do certain things than it is to just be like, you know what? I could do this better. I could work on this.
Mm. And it's very true, Jazz. Mm. But it's hard when you have something. So I remember when I was going through depression and I remember I listened to some sermons or listened to like some motivational speakers and they all kind of be like, you don't have depression. You know, you were just wallowing in self-pity or you were just, it's not real or, you know, and
oh, wow.
Those kind of things, I kind of felt like, oh, that's quite harsh because this is real. What I'm going through is real and the world is difficult, I suppose. But all I'm saying is I'm just seeing there's more and more of this. Well, I have this, so therefore, that's it. I'm a dick.
Yeah, basically. It is what it is. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. And it was interesting because I always think there's always got to be like a backstory. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I found it interesting where you said, I may have social anxiety, but I came across rude. Yeah. And I think people have done this thing where, oh, I have depression or I have this or I have that, so I'm not a dick. I'm not, do you know what I mean? My behavior, I can behave anyhow because I have this thing.
Yeah.
So what I found interesting, and this is why I quite like, I like characters in shows who may have depression or may have anxiety or may have ADHD or may have, or maybe bisexual, but they're still a dick. Because it kind of shows the normality of a human. Not saying being a dick is
normal,
but it's like, so for example,
because the alternative is you're saying that people with those
are exempt
conditions, or you're saying that is what makes them the dick.
Yeah,
so people that have ADHD are dicks. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I'll even give you an example of that. Reminds me of somebody who said something about children. I'll get onto that. But in the latest sex education, there was a girl on there, and her name was called O, and the character was asexual. Mm. But we find this out later down the line, and she was like, at the beginning, she was like one of my favorite characters, like new characters. Like, she was really cool. She was very educated when it comes to sex. Very confident. Do you know what I mean? Like, really cool vibes. Then she just started going on a crazy one. And I was just thinking, right, boy, this character's a bit crazy. And then she just kind of like accused one of the main characters of being sexist for no reason. And I was just like, and that's what I'm like, I don't like, but this is a TV show. I don't like when people are just like, I have this card, so I'm just going to throw it. And now everyone believes it because men tend to be sexist oftentimes.
Mm.
However, so that happened. I was like, oh, I'm kind of gutted the character went this way, but it's whatever, you know, whatever. And then the character got outed as something, like got outed as a ghoster. And then they were like, well, I'm asexual, so that's why. And everybody was like, oh, don't worry. I'm what? Okay.
Mm.
Anyways, the person who actually wrote the role for the person, wrote the character of the O character, came online and was like, you know, the massive, massive plot to the person that was really cut out. Blah, blah, blah. And I get it why it was really cut out, because this is a new character. This is the last season. So probably going to focus on the, you know, returning characters. But I kind of feel like, why do they always need a backstory?
Mm.
For us to understand, why can't they just be a dick? And why are we going, you know, she's asexual, so therefore it dissolves her.
She can ghost. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know if that was like hyperbole or whatever it was, but I don't know, Shara. I hope I don't get cancelled after the end of this episode. But
no, do you know what? Yeah, I feel like, again, it's the caveat culture. I feel like people that are listening to us, please listen to it in good faith. We're not trying to offend anyone. It's just a conversation that I think is actually quite important, because it's the truth. There are people around that are going around and saying my dickish behavior is due to the fact that I am this or I have this. And I think it's an important conversation to have.
Mm.
I definitely do. So the person that wrote that character, she was basically trying to say that.
The thing is, I hear her because I think the person who wrote the character is also asexual.
Okay.
So I completely hear her in a sense where, you know, you've given so much to this character and you want to see that representation online, because we don't really see characters who are asexual. We don't really know much about it. And people have, it's a sexuality that's also quite misunderstood. Do you know what I mean? So I guess there would have been it's a missed opportunity for them to really explore it into detail. And then we would, because Sex Education, I've learned a lot from that show. So I get what she's talking about, but I can understand that they've cut it because they're kind of like, we don't have time to fit this in.
Yeah.
That thinking, maybe. But then I also felt like if that was in, maybe if this character was brought in earlier, you know, red, tete, but if that was in, it would also, people would empathize. How do I explain? The fact that when Jazz, she was brought up as a ghoster. She had ghosted like four women.
Yeah.
People were like, what?
Mm.
Then she was like, oh, you forced my hand. Now I've come out asexual. Everyone gasped, like, oh, you know, so sorry. And it's like, she can still be asexual, but still be a ghoster. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't dissolve.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it now just to see how it all played out on screen. But I completely get your point, Vic. I get what you're trying to say.
Did you see that Irish gym thing?
Gymnastics? Like, I kind of saw the backstory on it before I watched the video, and I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this. This is
sad.
Really, really sad. But yeah, for anyone listening that isn't sure what we're talking about, it's just there's a video going around. I think it actually happened like March of last year, but it's only gone viral now, of like a gymnastics lineup there's literally all white girls, one black girl. Like, we're talking about little girls here. And all of the white girls, the black girls in the middle, all of the white girls got a medal. And the teacher or whoever just literally skipped past the black girl Mm-mm. and gave her medal to the next person.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was just horrible to, like, you know when your stomach just sinks. It was just nasty to watch. I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't even read the statement that they brought out, but I just know
they said it was an honest error and that the parties involved are having mediation.
It's just,
oh Siri, please. Sorry, Jazz.
It's all right.
I just, do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I worked somewhere and I was the only black person in the office and one of the editors was saying, oh, where's Vic? On the Zoom call. And I was sitting in the middle, you know. I was the only black person. I just felt like...
And it's insidious whatever way you look at it, because it's like, are black people really invisible to you? Like, do you... like, do you not see us? Is that why you bump into us on pavements? It's like, what?
They really
what,
can't see the color.
What is it? They really can't see color.
That poor girl.
Yeah, that poor girl, man. That's all I can say.
It's like the first. It must be like, because then she must be looking around like, what? Why am I?
Like,
so different?
Yeah, she must be thinking, what?
And that's why I saw this conversation online. People are like, would you send your child to a predominantly white school? People are like, yeah, calm. No, I could not. Because those are the incidents your child would face and probably won't even tell you.
Yeah. And do you know what? That's going to be like probably one of her first experiences of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something that she might not, obviously, again, I'm speaking like purely for myself because I don't know what she knows or has or hasn't been through. But, you know, when you go through something when you were younger, and then maybe when you get older, you're like, oh, it was because of that.
Yeah.
Do you get it? It's just really, really sad and disappointing. And I feel like even in predominantly black schools, kids are still facing racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine what it's like in a predominantly white school.
I just don't know how you gave them all medals and you thought, not for you, Blicky. Nah. The thing is, and I always think, how do parents not beat up teachers?
Yeah.
I want to see, maybe there's stats of like parents who've gone to jail because of it. Like, I'm really intrigued because that is absolutely, I don't even know what I would do, Jasmine. I don't know, like, if I saw them in a parking lot, I just don't know.
You'll need answers,
like
proper answers.
She said it's an honest error. It's like, okay, then you need
how?
To have a job. You need
how?
Claire, you shouldn't have this job. You're making honest errors. Where it's only a black person that's not receiving the medal.
It's so crazy. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
There's just simply no excuse for it. No excuse. But yeah, I really hope that she gets what's coming to her. I hope she feels the full consequences of her actions, because that's crazy.
I hope so too, Jazz. But sometimes I just feel like racist people just get away with it every single time.
Because they gaslight everyone. They're going to...
And they'll
like,
cry.
Saying it's an honest mistake. Yeah, honest mistake. Like, how? If that was a whole lineup full of black girls, even then I could probably be like, you know what? Maybe you thought you gave one to her already. But the only black girl there... I'm sorry, that's going to stick out to me.
No. And do you know what? Obviously, I'm not blaming the little kids or nothing, but I remember seeing this clip of Zendaya, and she was laughing at someone who was getting cussed or something in school, something like that. And her mum worked at the school, and her mum saw her at the end of the day and said, come here. She said, whenever you see anyone getting laughed at or anything like that, you never, ever laugh. You need to back that person. Or you need to, this is not a behavior. You don't laugh at people.
Yeah.
Just because it wasn't you getting picked on. And I felt that was really important. And the thing is, I just wish one little kid said, you forgot about her.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not putting the onus on the little kids, but I wish one person said, miss.
What about her? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sad. It's sad. Super, super sad, man. But yeah.
And do you know what? Yeah, I feel like if I was that position, I probably wouldn't even ask for my medal.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of kids would probably, because I think, again, kids are quite innocent. So they're probably thinking, oh, like, there must be a reason why she didn't. She's probably not thinking, oh, it's because of this or because of that. She probably genuinely thought there's a reason why she didn't give it. She might have even thought, okay, maybe she's going to give me mine at the end. It's sad, man.
No, it's so sad. Have you heard Doja Cat's new album?
So, no, I haven't. I've heard like one song, which I think is good. I think it's the Agoura Hills one.
Yeah, it's decent.
I quite like that song. But yeah, I don't know. Like, without getting into depressed mode again, but I'm just like, I'm losing interest in everything.
Oh, like, bless you.
Yeah, like the songs that I like listening to every day, like I just don't want to. Watching TV, I'm just not into it right now. Like, I don't even want to go out, really. I don't really want to... It sounds so bad, but like, I don't really want to speak to people. But I'm just going through a phase of just like non-interest.
Yeah.
And I know that that's usually a sign of my depression. Like, like a very... telltale sign that I'm going through it.
I'm sorry, Jazz.
No, it's fine. But yeah, I'm just so blah. Like, I'm very, very blah right now. And there's a deeper topic, but I just don't think I'm ready to get into it. Maybe next time. But yeah, it's just I'm at a point in life where I'm proper over it. Like, I feel like I'm just done. I just feel done.
God forbid. Yeah. No.
I know.
Bigger
I know.
And brighter things are coming your way. And like, you will find your shine again. You will.
I hope so, man. I hope so. But I know that for sure I'm not the only one. It's just I'm just not interested in life. I'm probably not interested. But yeah. Anyhow. We do have like one mini dilemma that we were sent through DMs.
Oh yeah.
Want to go through it? Right. So she said, "Hey girlies, I love this week's episode. It would also be really cool if you did a friendship podcast from the good, bad and ugly, and even making friends in adulthood as a black single woman." We'll get into that for sure. And then it says, "Speaking of friendship, I have a mini dilemma. How do you tell a friend to stop bringing up things you've said in private to them?"
Oh, to everyone fucking else. Hate that. Oh, fuck
to everyone else in public. Now, these are not necessarily secrets, but I don't want everyone knowing that I'm feeling, for example, anxious about a situation. Should I just stop talking to them about stuff or tell them straight up to stop sharing?
Do you know what it is? Everyone has a different trust level. Do you get it? Esther from No Shade, or she does TDA, the day after. She said something really interesting. She said, if someone tells her something, even if it's not like confidential, she keeps it so confidential that she doesn't even tell the person that has told her. So, for example, we may be having a conversation about lip gloss.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I got this lip gloss from Australia. And then we have a conversation about lip gloss again. And she won't say that, oh yeah, you know, this amazing one from Australia, because she never wants to make you feel that she could potentially tell someone.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I've never seen it that way, but I get it. Because you never want to make that person feel, oh, if I tell this person this, they can rehash it like it's information they've recently discovered. I really hope I'm making sense. But what I have realized is everyone has different trust levels. In a sense where, do you know when we watch Love Island, yeah? And Tanya told, what's that girl's name? The mixed race girl. Do you remember she said, I'm sitting on a bad boy piece of information?
Yeah. Was it... No. That wasn't that season.
Zara.
Yeah.
So she said, remember what she said? Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
But X, Y, and Z's happened. Zara said, oh, I'm telling X, Y, and Z. People have different trust levels. So what you've got, you've really got to see and observe what is her trust level.
Yeah.
Does she see things? Because some people, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that they're just, it's a free for all. But you've really got to be in tune with what their trust level is at.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, like some people, they don't really. Some people, they just don't have common sense.
That too.
To put it politely. But there's just some things you would just know not to bring up to other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, for example, okay, you being anxious about something, it might not be the biggest secret, but if, for example, you said, I'm really nervous about going to so-and-so's birthday today because blah, 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 blah. As a friend, why do you think it makes sense to be like, see, you didn't have to be nervous about coming today?
Are you fucking crazy? I'll even look around and be like, who are you talking to? Yeah, you need to have a conversation with her because there's no way. There's just no way. Yeah. You can't do that in public. You can't.
Yeah, it's not like.
I know,
she hasn't committed the biggest crimes, but it's a crime enough for you to bring it up and talk about it, definitely.
And I know we're all very free and open about mental health, but do you know what I feel like nowadays? I don't fucking want to be vulnerable as much. So, I don't, there's only selected people I can be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I just feel like a lot of people don't have nurturing spirits, and that's okay. But it's not, I don't want, so if, for example, if I've told Jasmine would never ever do this to me, like ever. But if I told Jasmine, oh, Jasmine, I feel anxious about this, and we go there, she goes, see, Vicky, you have nothing to be anxious about. Jasmine would never do that. but if I knew that I would have to say, listen, because what's going to happen is everyone there who may not have nurturing spirits like Jasmine is just going to look at me like, okay. Do you get what I mean? And they may not even act on it. They may not even say it. Like, if Jasmine said, oh, you know, because Vic's having a really rough time right now because she's going through depression. And if no one else says anything comforting, they just stare at me. I am going to lose my mind because I don't want to open up to everybody. There's only a selective amount of people who want to do that with.
Yeah, man.
So I don't want everyone to know my business. Yeah, okay, yeah, it makes it private. And so fucking what?
That's how it's got to be sometimes. I'm not going to lie. I'm not gonna lie.
I think you should have a conversation
with her. It's hard.
I don't think it's a big deal. I just think you should just be like, listen, I don't want everyone in my business, so I don't need you broadcasting it. And that's it.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. And I think as a friend, she should be able to understand that. She should be able to appreciate where you're coming from. 100%.
Well, you see that on TikTok when girls are like, they lend their friend their outfits and they're like, oh, you look so nice in my bag. You look so nice in my skirt. fuck off. Even if my friend said to me, oh, I'm wearing Vic's skirt, I'd be like, shut up. You don't need to, you don't even need to say it out loud. Like, shush.
The thing is, I feel like, maybe I'm making up a memory, but I feel like I've done that before. Like, I've had to say it before that person because I didn't want that person to be like, yeah, she borrowed it from me.
So it's, you know, like, I wouldn't like that. You know, like, no,
I was just like, you know what? Let me just jump off this cliff.
Yeah.
Before I'm pushed.
I would hate that. I would absolutely hate that. No, please rock it with style. Enjoy your thing. You don't even, oh yeah, Vicky. No, absolutely not. Because then it's kind of like, it's making someone the leader and someone off the tail.
Yeah.
Someone is the small sister, someone's the big sister. No, like.
Yeah. No. Like you're trying to little sis me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, man, it's long, man. This is why I agree. Like, we definitely could do a whole episode on friendships, definitely, because there's just so much complexities to it. Like, there's a simplicity to, like, woman to woman relationships, but also there's a very, very complex underground network going on underneath. Yeah, there's a lot to get into, but maybe we'll do it when we have a guest on.
Yeah, sure.
You guys have heard us talk about this kind of stuff a lot. So I'm sure, I'm sure you want to hear other perspectives. Yeah, so
we've got one more dilemma on the Anonymous app. Should I feel bad if I can't afford to buy my friend clothes? Like she, we've done this one.
Yeah, I feel like we've done this one.
Bear with me 1 second. I feel like we had new ones. Oh yeah, we do. Oh, please. Leave me alone, delivery. I'm trying to find short ones.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Take your time.
I feel really sad because I have loads of friends in different friendship groups and nobody invites me out for bank holiday weekend. I've been watching everyone's snaps and feeling so alone. I'm confused because I'm the friend everyone relies on and who goes above and beyond. But when it comes to me, I always fall wayside. Yeah. I guess it sucks continuously realizing you don't mean much to others, what they mean to you. I'm not the type to tell people when they upset me. So I hold the L and get over it and pretend everything's okay. Thanks for the pod. You kept me company today. Oh, thank you, sis. Oh God.
Oh wow. That's such a hard one and such a horrible feeling.
It is.
Oh,
do you know
gosh.
What I think you should do? If you really want to go out and you're seeing your friends go out, you have to message them and be like, invite me next time, please. Because they have, for whatever reason, in their mind, people may not know what is your thing. They might think, oh, maybe she's like staying in, or maybe she's doing something, or maybe she's doing something she's not posting, or maybe she's got her own friendship group, another friendship group. Do you know what I mean? So you have to really be vocal and be like, listen, I want to hang out with you in bank holiday, join your friendship group, join you and your friends. I think it would be great. And they may say, I want to keep my friendship group, which I don't think anyone's going to say. Or they might be like, I didn't know you wanted to come. Of course, come. Yeah, sure. I think you've got to do that. Or you've got to go out your way and be like, this is happening, and invite people.
Yeah.
Because I think you have to make that extra effort because you can't stay and just watch people and just be like, oh, I wish. At least have in your mind, I've done X, Y, and Z. I've put in the effort. If they have rejected me, then they have rejected me. And then that really shows you their character, but they may not know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of them ones where all you can do is like approach it head on and give them a chance to sort of,
definitely.
I don't want to say rectify it, but you have to give them the opportunity for them to really show you how much you mean to them. And obviously, if it's something that, keeps happening again, then that is enough for you to be like, okay, maybe our friendship isn't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But give them the chance first.
And it's interesting because a lot of people do that thing where it's like, oh, I have my party friend, I have this friend, or when I need someone to talk to, I have this friend. And I've always kind of been like, am I really? Because you're essentially saying this person isn't not worthy going out with, but it's like you never even tried it. So you just put them in this box sort of thing. So like maybe, and even you too, when you go out, maybe you think, I'll never want to experience this again. So it's good for you to, because FOMO is always FOMO. You know, you may go out and think, I absolutely fucking not. But yeah. I get what you mean. Someone made, there was an influencer who once said something like, bank holiday Monday is really tough for her because she always sees people go out and she feels like she's never invited and it's just an awful time because literally everyone is out. I think about bank holidays, everyone is posting every single thing they're doing on their stories.
I can actually relate to that. Like, there's a lot of the time where it's like I see things online and it actually triggers me and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is like a childhood sort of trauma response. Is this a wound I haven't really discovered? But yeah, there's a lot of times where I see things and it triggers me and I'm like, you know what? I need to stop watching and then just back off of it. But yeah, it's stuff that I feel like I can't really do anything about. Like, I feel like it's too late to do anything about it. So I just sort of leave it.
Is it like what people going out or?
Yeah, I feel like Do you know what's so weird? Sorry, now I'm really segueing. But do you know what, yeah, the difficulty about this doing this pod is that we really show our pant on this pod. And I don't know if people are actually taking it in or how they're taking it in. Does that make sense? So like sometimes I've been really vulnerable on the pod. And then it's like someone has commented on something that is so irrelevant.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The actual, like, do you know what I mean? And it's like,
it, even complaints, even.
Yeah,
you're pouring your heart on. So I was like, it's too fucking short. No, for real.
So then, it makes me hold back sometimes. Like, there's so much things that I would want to say and talk about on the pods that I probably would have a couple years ago, but now, like, because I've seen the way people have responded to certain things or whatever, I'm just like, I don't even know if I want to talk about this.
Yeah,
and it's so sad. It's so disappointing. But yeah, it's just the only way I can say it is like, I just feel like a chunk of my life got taken from me. And in that time, a lot of stuff happened. A lot of like friendships solidified and this, that, and the other. And it's like, now it's too late for me to try and get those back.
So it's like you're seeing friendships that you're not a part of.
That I'm not a part of moving forward.
Well, it's not always too late. I don't always believe it's not always too late. I think you can always, it's so funny because I was going to touch on the Roman Empire and what the female version is. And I do think it is thinking about your old best friends.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever too late, Jasmine. I think you can always reach out to people if you think, do you know what? Fuck it. I miss you guys. Let's be friends. And listen, we've all had dealings with, we've had a partner or something's happened and it's changed the relationship, changed, you know, the way our friendship is. But I strongly believe that you should not cast aside your friend because of a man. If they were going through something, you may not know the details of what it was. We love to say stuff like, oh, you know, she left us because of her man and now she's coming back. Yes, she's coming back. She's going back home. Do you know what I mean? We have to, I think with that one, we have to really open hands, open our arms. The one that stings, oh yeah, you left us for another friend. It stings me. I don't even have shame anyways. I will even take you back. I'll take you back. I don't have shame. But I really do think you should reach out, Jasmine. Because you have to think, yeah, what is the worst that's going to happen? They could either say no. And if they say no, that shows you what they stand for, who they are. And it shows you that if you were to go back there, really, it wouldn't be what it is.
Yeah.
Or you can reach out and you can you can feel a part of it. Maybe it's not how it was before, but you can still have those elements of, do you know what? I love these people. I value them. I still want them in my life. I think you should try.
Yeah, it's true. I think I will. I will. Oh, it's something that I need to do, I think.
Yeah, I think you should do it.
If not for me right now, the Jasmine of the past, I think I need to do it.
Definitely. I don't think we should. Because the thing is, making friends, we talk about this often. But sometimes there's friends that we've left behind that are good people. Let's reach out to them. And I really pray and I hope that it goes well for you if you do it. I really hope that they have open arms and they're well-meaning. And I really, really do pray it goes well. And I really do think it will, because I think we've all grown up and we've all kind of been like, do you know what? Things happen. And especially if it's a good friendship. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a friendship that it was like, you know, people were mean or people are nasty or anything like that. Then I definitely think I would even encourage you to do it.
Oh, thanks, Vic. I appreciate you, for real. Sorry for that person if I've sort of taken over your dilemma. But I think Vic answered it like thoroughly. Like, I feel like all you can do is talk to them and see what happens. And give that a chance. And yeah, if you need to be the person that sort of initiates and stuff, it's not always easy, especially if you feel like you have like different friendship groups and they all sort of go out with their own friendship groups and you feel like you're sort of picking from each. I feel like yeah, sometimes the biggest breakthroughs come through being uncomfortable a bit. So,
and you know what it is? Yeah, sometimes you never know
what could happen.
Sometimes you feel like, like I'm always the one reaching out. I'm always the maybe those people are not reaching out people. So when they go out of their friendship group, there's someone in there that's organizing it. They're not true. The person that, it may even be that, but then what happens that fucking burns is when you find out they are actually that person. But yeah, I pray it goes okay. I hope that, you know, you can still party with them, enjoy. When's the next holiday? Oh, fucking
Christmas.
Enjoy Christmas with them. Enjoy the day parties that happen then. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, that's a wrap for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Catch us at Black Girls Living Without the G on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm on Vic Sanusi on Instagram and Victoria Sanusi on X. No.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Yeah, when you said that, I was like, what? But yeah, gosh, I'll never get used to that name.
All right, guys. Have a lovely week.
Have a good week, guys. Bye.